The cost of living in Zimbabwe is shot through the ceiling, but unfortunately the salaries of teachers have remained stagnant. The Minister of Finance introduced a package of austerity measures, which included a list of taxes and levies, which pushed the cost of living high for the ordinary people. Teachers are earning $300 currently, but the cost of living is way up above $1,000 per month. So it's no longer possible for a teacher to go back to work on Tuesday. They are starving because of underpayment. They can no longer afford accommodation. They cannot even afford to pay school fees for their own children. That is why the teachers are saying government should at least review their salaries before they can commit to work again.
How much notice did you give the government? Because Tuesday is just the next day. When we say you did not give the government enough notice.
For the record, we have given government enough notice. When we closed the schools in December, we advised government that they had to work on a salary review over the holidays. Unfortunately, the government didn't attend to that issue. We kept on making follow-up letters, writing to them, follow-up letters, asking them to really call for an urgent meeting to review the salaries. But government has remained silent. And we have always been raising these issues. It's not a fresh issue. It's an issue that has been going on for a very long time. Leaders will lose their right to education because they have an uncaring government which is failing to pay a living wage to its workforce.
Help us understand, please, what is the minimum salary of a teacher in Zimbabwe? Because I'm thinking that perhaps the demand of $1,000, one would think, is it too much?
Teachers are currently earning around $300 per month at a time where school fees for one child at a boarding school is now around $800. Rentals for a family of six is now around $200 to $300. So the money is too paltry. The salary is way, way below the cost of living. So teachers are earning starvation wages. And we believe that government has capacity to review these salaries upward.
So when the teachers are refusing to go to class or teach, what about the students? Are you taking the students into consideration?
It's not only the teacher who has been affected by these austerity measures. Learners themselves are also affected. Government has also introduced some new tuition fees that have to be paid by learners in government schools. Because of the increase in the cost of living, schools have also hiked the levies and school fees. So most parents are also failing to pay the school fees. So it is the collective responsibilities of the teacher, the learner, and the parents to come together and push for reforms that can ensure that parents can also be able to afford to pay school fees for their children. So our struggle is intertwined with the struggle of the parents, and we are in agreement that we have to fight together to save our education. The learners deserve motivated teachers.
Are there negotiations going on right now for a resolution before Tuesday?
No negotiations are going on. We've written to government requesting a meeting, but then they didn't respond. We are hopeful that to Monday a meeting can be called if government is sincere about delivering education for our people. So we are still confident that we can be able to meet with the employer and find a resolution to this issue so that the learners do not continue to lose on their right to education.